You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It's a happy Friday for us because Shayna Goldman is along and she is undoubtedly looking forward, as we are, to the Olympic Games and women's hockey. And we, of course, have a rivalry series matchup coming to Buffalo on November the 8th between Team USA and Team Canada. And we have a chance for you to enter to win team-signed jerseys from both of the participating teams. So we know the epic rivalry. We can't wait to have it here on Tuesday, November 8th. Tickets are available now. And for your chance to win the team-signed jerseys, visit sabres.com/enter. Where's the betting money in the women's gold medal game this year, Shayna?
It's going to be Team Canada. It's always Team Canada. But like, it just feels like they're such a well-oiled machine. And I think USA, you're starting to see that youth movement. You're starting to see the changing of the guard. But I just feel like Canada's more prepared for that. And it shows.
Who's the best player in women's hockey? And I get, like, you got, you know, Marie-Philippe Poulin, whatever, but Sarah Filliez has got to be up there now, right? And it's the up-and-comer for Team Canada?
Yeah, I'm still giving it to Marie-Philippe Poulin, who just does everything and more. She's clutch. She's incredible. She's so smart on the ice. But Filliez felt like a couple years ago, we were starting to have that conversation, and then she had like a quieter year. But I think if we had to say who's going to take over, she's still my number one for that. Like, she is just unbelievable.
I have so many questions for you that I know you couldn't prepare for all of them. I'll start with an interesting to me question. More likely to lead a category that they are currently leading in when the year comes to an end. Mark Stone leading the league in assists, Jack Eichel leading the league in points, or Pavel Dorofeev leading the league in goals, of which he has a co-lead.
That's an easy question. You're starting with the softballs.
Yeah, I'm going Jack Eichel.
Yes.
You think Jack Eichel could outscore any of the previous top scorers over the last number of years, i.e. McDavid, Kucherov, McKinnon, Draisaitl, over the course of an entire year?
McDavid and Draisaitl are cooked. Haven't you seen the Oilers can't score goals? They lost to the Islanders last night with David Rittich in net. But no, here's
Big
the thing.
Save Dave.
Unbelievable. I feel like his time in Calgary,
saves.
He was like, I'm ready for this. Oh, the Edmonton, like Edmonton's in town, bet. No, I'm going to go Eichel because already really great scorer. And now we're seeing Vegas's power play thrive even more than last year. I think it's more sustainable. And I think the Mitch Marner element of it, now you have a player that's 100-point caliber on your wing, right? Like, that's not what Eichel's had before. Marchessault was very good with him, and Barbashev's really good with him, and he's played with Mark Stone, and he's played with all of these other players. But, like, prime Mitch Marner, who can put up 100-something points and keep up, right? Like, I think it's going to force Eichel to be more of a shooter, which is a good thing. We're seeing him score more goals already, but he's an elite passer. I think that's more likely because Mark Stone, at the end of the day, gets injured a lot. I mean, he got hurt last night, and I'm sure he will miss some time. So I would be a little bit more worried about that. And Dorofeev, with the goal scoring, do I think he can be up there? Sure. I think someone will jump over him.
So I agree. I think that's Eichel. And I will go a little bit of a this or that for you with, you mentioned Jonathan Marchessault. He failed to score in an empty net yesterday. Lane Hudson made a good save on him. The vibes are really high in Montreal, and the Sabres are going to be in Montreal on Monday. So this or that, which one had the best save, non-goalie save yesterday? Was it Lane Hudson on Marchessault to then lead up the ice to Caulfield for the equalizer? Or Jake Sanderson diving poke check to save a goal by an Allmark, which was definitely going to go in, but he was able to get it before it got there.
Oh, that's so tough. That really is tough. Because, like, if you think back to the other day when David Pastrnak made the save against Tampa Bay, it's like, and then they, you know, set up a scoring chance. You were like, this could be the pivotal moment of the game. And then they don't score. It doesn't matter. Sanderson saving that goal is huge. But I'm going to go Lane Hudson because it directly leads to this, right? He makes the save. He's an undersized defenseman who we all give a lot of heat to for his play in his own zone, as much as it's gotten better. At the end of the day, he's not elite in his own zone yet. And here it is with no goalie. Comes in, makes the save, and so quickly sees Caulfield and sees that passing lane, creates a passing lane, and just throws the stretch pass up. And that is the tying goal. It was vibey. It was skillful. It was incredible. Like, that to me has to win.
Quick update on the Sabres here. Justin Danforth is out, unfortunately, for a significant amount of time with a lower body, at least lower body injury, at least a month, is the word from the Sabres right now. Kesselring, who has yet to play for the Sabres, did get in a rehab skate today, so that's good news. Samuelson, as we mentioned earlier in the show, practicing full today, should be ready tomorrow for the Panthers. Panthers have lost three in a row, but why focus on the negative, Shayna? Let's look at the top teams. Who's your early pick for the President's Trophy? Ooh.
The Boston Bruins. No, I'm just kidding. I'll go with... this is tough because Central Division, they're going to crush each other. I'm going to go Colorado Avalanche. I'm going to be boring here. Because I get it. They're first right now. So it's like, whatever. But I feel like they have something to prove. And they really do in the Central Division, right? Like, I think Winnipeg is not going to be good as last year, so I think there's going to be more points up for grabs in that division that Colorado's going to take. I watch Dallas, and I go, that's a true contender. But I also look at them and go, why can you not hold a lead? What is going on here? And last night, it burns them against Vancouver, while, you know, they did in other meetings already this year, like against the Jets, and they still were able to, like, save themselves. I feel like MacKinnon and Makar have been unstoppable so far. I think they aren't going to have as much movement as they did last year, which I think was a little bit tough for them to navigate. Is there room for improvement on this roster? Absolutely. But I could definitely see them kind of making this statement after, you know, some early exits and they haven't been the team to beat in the West. I think this is the year that they, you know, show like they still have.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Have it.
So for context, Dallas was the preseason favorite at plus 525. Carolina was right behind them at plus 550.
Carolina is
the odds-on favorite right now to win the President's Trophy. Colorado is second, and Vegas is third. Dallas is fourth. I have Vegas. I think, to me, Vegas is the best team. And at some point, they just signed Carter Hart to a PTO now. It will turn into a contract. I think their goaltending is going to get better, and they will be the best overall team. I like Colorado when they get to the playoffs. Scott Wedgwood is good right now. Mackenzie Blackwood, I want to see what he can do. But I think Vegas is the best team in the league right now. Although Carolina, we were just talking about Carolina. They're dominating. Mm. They're dominating everybody. So
they have more depth than everybody, I feel.
Yeah.
Like their forward lines are just ridiculous. Believe it or not.
Nick Ehlers doesn't have a point.
And oh, Svechnikov has been incredibly quiet too. You're like, what is going on here? And yet they're still clicking along.
And Shane Gostisbehere has the same number of points as Cale Makar, the lead all defenseman right now. The Canes have more points from their blue line than any other team. It's just how they're built. Whether they
win. Remember when the Flyers waived him and no one wanted him?
Mm-hmm. He was in a tough spot. I mean, and maybe it was partly well-earned, you know? Like, I think there were a lot of naysayers. There was really major challenges for this guy who seemed to excel, especially at the three-on-three game when that format came in overtime. The defensive side vacated him for a while, but I'm super impressed with how he's retained a really strong career.
It's all about skating. It's moving skating. That's the number one thing. If you can keep that up consistent manner, like just keep going, it doesn't matter if you age, your skating is always going to be there. So, and Gostisbehere can skate. That's the big difference right now.
Carolina, Colorado, Vegas, and Seattle, the only teams that don't have a regulation loss at this point in time. Mm-hmm. It's funny, you know, Shana, just the way you said it with Dallas about the struggle to hold leads. It's never just one thing. And look, they made it to the conference final again last year before losing to Edmonton. But it's impossible when you speak like that to forget about the late season game that they had against Vancouver when they gave up three goals in the final minute and then lost it in overtime. And then it led them on, they were on a terrible losing streak all the way into the playoffs. It's just, it's a weird thing that seemingly still is attached to the Dallas Stars.
Yeah, it's different this year, though, I feel like, because last year when that happened, like, they came out of Four Nations. Obviously, they don't have Miro Heiskanen. Strike one. Strike two is who you're replacing him with. Cody Ceci's playing more. Ilya Lyubushkin's playing more. You have Matt Dumba on your right side of the line. And it's like, what are we doing here? And their underlying numbers just kept trending in the wrong direction. I remember I was looking closely at this because I was going to write about it. And then they won a game. I think it was against, like, Minnesota. And it was like, well, they ruined that for me. But then they went on that losing streak. The numbers below the surface, generally, when they start tilting down, the results will follow unless you change something. They didn't. So it's honestly that impressive that they made it as far as they did last postseason. So this year, it's a little bit different. The right side isn't perfect, but it's better. They have Miro Heiskanen. And I think a really positive takeaway is that they are scoring a lot of goals, because when you look at their elimination, and you can go back to round two against Winnipeg, their biggest problem was 5-on-5 scoring in the playoffs, right? Like, the power play was going, and then against Edmonton, you didn't have the power play going. You didn't have even strength scoring going, and it bit them for two straight years. So this year, they're coming into it, and they're scoring a ton of goals, and you're seeing Wyatt Johnston have a bounce back year because he was, I think, quieter. He was everyone's rising star, and it didn't happen. So,
well, it didn't happen in the playoffs. He was fine, you know, for the most part. So
I don't know. I had such higher hopes from him last regular season. So I felt like he was fine, but he wasn't your, like, bona fide top six player. Like, he was playing on the third line a lot with Jamie Benn, and I thought that held him back a lot last year.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, though. UC Saros is back with Nashville. He looks great. But Marcia So's not looking so good, and Steven Stamkos, it's looking rough. Are the Nashville Predators in trouble because of all the work they did two summers ago and their aging players that are not really working right now in Nashville?
Yeah, that roster is tough. And the direction is, it's like, I understood after they go on this big winning streak and you realize you have these three elite players, right? You have Josi Forsberg and Saros, and you go, keep competing while they're at the heights of their careers. And I understand the decision. And on paper, it was exciting to see them make all these moves. But then, you know, on the other hand of it, you go, it makes sense why these teams wanted to move on from them, right? Like, Vegas knew there was going to be a better option out there than an aging Jonathan Marchessault. And I think systematically, it just, Nashville doesn't agree with him. I don't think Andrew Brunette knows how to maximize him right now. And it just is a problem. And Steven Stamkos too. We saw him play wing more in Tampa later on in his career there because, you know, he didn't have the legs and the two-way ability to shake it at center as much, and he was getting a lot of power play points. So, yeah, The roster is seriously flawed. The coaching staff is seriously flawed. But the big difference here is that they have Juuse Saros. And I think that might be the most important thing to note for Nashville this year, because we were looking at Saros a lot when we did player tiers, and we talked to a lot of people about him going, you know, what do you think of him? And, you know, the consensus was kind of like, well, when you start peeling back the layers and go, it's not just one bad year, it's multiple bad years. Yeah. He's at this point in his career. He's a smaller goalie. He's going to have a much harder time bouncing back from all of this. You go, is he cooked year one, year two into that massive contract? So to see him back on track, that's big. I think you can build out from there. But I think it's going to take a lot of creativity to get them out of this rut.
Real quick on the Kings, they've lost three in a row. Kopitar didn't play last night. Lower body injury update coming today. Any concerns with LA?
All of the concerns. I'm going to say losing Jordan Spence to go back 10 years with this one-dimensional blue line is crushing. Yes, the Kings have a lot of structure, and the forward group's going to help uphold that. Now without Kopitar, you already see the wheels starting to come off a little bit. But you need players to execute the structure, and I just don't think this defensive group is it. It's Mikey Anderson and a really strong forward group, and that's not enough. And now the goaltending situation's a lot tougher. So I don't know. I would want to score more goals if I'm LA, and that would have been my off-season strategy to focus in on that. But what do I know?
Well, you know a lot, and I enjoy that. And we'll finish with this. We are asking the fans this or that. Who worried better, fake Ottinger or Mini Kiprusoff? Do you remember the kid copying Mika Kiprusoff back in Calgary, but fake Ottinger sitting in full gear in the crowd? So who worried better, Shayna? Fake Ottinger or Mini Kiprusoff?
I'm going to go fake Ottinger. I think it's exciting. I love to see that in Dallas, of all places. It shows you what a fun hockey market they are, too. I feel like everybody discredits the Southern teams. I loved it. Him vibing out in the stands the whole game. Like, put him in, coach. Let him go out there, you know, for the anthem or something.
Shayna, thank you so much. We'll see you next week here on Sabres Live. If there is a young Sabres fan in your life who would enjoy exclusive ticket offers, fun gifts, and special event invites, sign them up for the Sabres Kids Club today. Visit sabres.com/kidsclub to join in on all the fun this season. Poll results to that very question about fake Ottinger and Mini Kiprusoff coming up.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.